One Sports Betting Show. Come out with Pat McAfee, Corporate Thunder. No, I am Tony Dix.
Baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, Bruce?
You guys tell me what's going on.
Bruce.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The audio?
Not again.
Let me try something.
Sounds good on our side.
What's the issue?
I don't know. Mitt's probably going to reset it. Sounds good on our side.
Does it?
Through the...
I don't have to bet baseball.
We do have football.
There is no baseball.
There is no baseball.
I don't have to bet it.
Everyone won 2-0. How'd you guys do last night?
I had a couple parlays that hit. Whoever I bet in that other football game.
Yeah, you should have. That was a bad game.
Somebody had to bet it. You can't leave us sitting.
No, we could have.
No.
We could have.
It was tight till the end. Got away from us late.
The universe.
I had the Twins and then had the Brewers. 2-0. They went up 2-0, and that was an immediate cash out because you know the Brewers are going to brew.
Oh, yeah.
We told you.
Well, yeah, they did. Jacksonville State.
Never a doubt.
I don't know if I'm going to bet them anymore.
Wait, why?
Live bet only?
Why?
Come on. Yeah, I'll just wait until they go down 20 and then bet them then. That feels like a better way to go about it.
Yeah, think about those two halftime bets back-to-back. Basically could have cashed probably a 14-1 and then a 12.
I'm seeing a lot of people are calling them Team USA.
As they should. So what they're actually calling it is Weekday Conference USA.
Okay.
I like it.
It rhymes.
I like it.
Yeah, it is Weekday CUSA.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
I do like it.
Because Football Night in America is taken.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
It plays. It plays.
So yeah, we had baseball last night. We had college football last night. And now we go Picks Thursday.
Mm-hmm. A little disappointing we don't got one game three tonight, you know?
You'll get them.
Yeah.
You'll get them. No, I mean,
it sets up for better divisional rounds.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, everyone can throw their starter who they want to go, maybe. Who knows?
Not really, but no, yeah. Kind of.
Good for the Twins.
The bullpens are resting.
Good for the old Twins getting through there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, have fun in Houston, boys.
Let's start in the NFL. Tonight, Bears Commanders, 6 is the number, 44.5 is the total. I decided I am going to take, I believe it's Commanders team total over 26.5. Is what I'm going to take. Part of me thinks I'm getting a little too cute with that one. But that's where we are. 26.5 is what I'm laying. The Bears have given up 34 a game this year. I think the Commanders and Sam Howell can throw on them. We'll see. 26.5 team total is my play for tonight. It did take me a while to actually find a pick there.
Yeah. Usually I would just blindly take the Bears here because of how Thursday night football goes.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
No.
I can't pull the trigger. So my bet for the night is Justin Fields over half interception thrown, minus 130.
Okay. Yeah. We had to go into it. We had to do it.
Sign me up for that one. I don't really want to have a side in this one, to be honest.
Me either.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do it. Because of the average margin of victory that I heard today earlier on Pat's show, I was scared of the number, the 6.5, but now I'm saying fuck it, and I'm laying it with the Commanders. And then I'm also going to put a bet on the under of the game because I just don't really believe in either of these quarterbacks.
Why don't you go, moneyline parlay with the undie?
I probably will also do that, but I think I'm going to have separate tickets on these as well because I like at least winning one bet, but then
it
also,
is nice to win a bet, yeah.
If both of these end up losing, I will just come in here defeated tomorrow.
Okay. Right. Brucey?
Yeah, I mean, can it get worse?
For?
The Bears?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe.
Nope. Probably not, though.
They lose tonight. It's not any worse than it was today.
You're right. The Commies have been giving up a ton of points in their own right.
They have.
As has been noted.
30 a game.
I would lean to if you can get a 6 out there still and it's a 4 go up to the touchdown. I think it's worth, you know, maybe taking the Bears. Justin Fields looked a bit improved with the Broncos. Maybe it's a close game. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It's not. I'm usually
the line could be a bit inflated.
Yeah. If this was Sunday at 1 p.m., there's not a snowball's chance in hell that you would catch.
This feels like Commanders Cardinals.
Commanders
were what, laying 8?
Yeah, Commanders
7.5 week 1.
Commanders played the Eagles really well last week, and all anybody else saw was the Bears crumble. I mean, if they hold, they say they just win that game 28-7 against the Broncos, this line is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, if the game was two quarters, Bears would be the lock of the century.
Boom.
I think Mooney goes over his receiving total.
Okay.
It's 29.5. Just catch one.
Yeah, seriously.
Just catch one. I like
that. The guy that said be ready to win?
Darnell Mooney.
Was he the guy at the start that you said be ready to win?
I mean, he had to say it. You have to say that.
Yeah. Yep. And hey, what's going on? This is more of just like a player prop / fantasy question. What's up with Antonio Gibson? He's just not very good anymore. I know that they have Brian Robinson. Yeah. But like
he didn't really get burned last year. He was kind of like a kick returner last year.
Yeah it's strange.
Yeah, I liked him. You're right, Bruce.
Yeah, okay. He plays a lot of special teams. I actually did just pick him up on fantasy because I needed a running back. So I'm really hoping for a touchdown out of that guy.
And that was Mitt's fantasy team.
Waiver report.
Second.
Good luck.
Of the week. Okay. London tomorrow, 5s and 5.5, Jags and Bills.
London Sunday.
London.
I'm going to lay it with the Bills -5.
Yeah, I'm with you for sure.
Yeah, I'm me 3. I don't love the week in London thing. I just.
Maybe.
I feel like you get.
Well, they shouldn't have flown back.
True.
Who?
Just the back-to-back, it feels like something you split.
Jags flew back?
No.
They're hanging
Bruce
out
there. Bruce was saying he didn't love them being over there for a week, and I said, well, it's better than
Yeah. But just in general, the back-to-back off a win in London, like I feel like there is bound to be some distraction seeping in there. And, you know, obviously the Bills suffered some injuries on the defensive side against the Dolphins.
Trey White, yeah.
But, you Tough know, loss. they solidified themselves as either first or second best team in the NFL. And I think they cruise.
Okay.
Yeah, when the Bills get cooking in the regular season early, I don't think you need to get in.
Who you got, gun to your head, right now, who's better, 49ers or Bills?
49ers.
49ers are probably the best team in football right now on paper and on the tape, but I actually went the opposite way of Bruce here. I think that the week in London was a great play, and I'm taking the 5.5, and I know that basically everybody and their mom is on the Bills, so let's go.
Okay. Is there a Toy Story broadcast?
Unfortunately not.
There's no, we're not going back to Andy's room.
Unfortunately not.
Just the lads in the pubs instead.
Giants are at the Dolphins. It is just 12s and 12.5s out there now. I laid it with the Dolphins earlier this morning at 11.
Jeez.
You guys are going to have to take over. I'm going to put my pants. I'll be back.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, no. Oh, no, folks. Oh, what do you got, Bruce? Anything?
I mean, how's your pass rush?
Ours?
Getting after it?
Yeah, it depends if Jalen Phillips is back or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough to get past the fact that Danny Dimes can't set a basic pass pro and, you know, the O-lineman can't block anybody. Maybe Saquon's back, but it is obviously tough to imagine, you know, us keeping pace with your offense. But the Giants haven't covered yet, and this feels like so out of the realm of possibility and so many points that maybe they do cover. Obviously, a win would be shocking.
I don't hate it. What do you got, Matt?
I'm actually kind of on the same wavelength as Bruce here. I don't think the Giants are going to win at all, but I do kind of think that this is going to be a weird, just fucked up cover, like how basically the Chiefs and the Bills the last couple of years have found ways to win and then just somehow not fucking cover ever. The Dolphins are starting to get that type of money, so I'm kind of just trying to beat the book here, not actually really liking the Giants, but I think the 12.5 is a little much.
If they don't look better, Dimes specifically, it is probably.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck this year and next, right?
Not next
year. Well, you draft a kid and you keep him behind Dimes next year, I would think.
I feel like Dayball is fucking done with him, which is so wild just how many games into that contract.
Yeah, and we'll see.
But also,
it is
like
a long season. It's week.
Look at the second half against Arizona. He looked unstoppable.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Also, I would like to know who calls the shots over there. Like, does Dayball have a higher contract, or does their, who's guys GM?
Joe Shane, they're like BFFs.
The Giants have struggled for so long to find a coach.
It's a tandem.
Dayball's not going.
The Dayball and Shane era, you know, we basically are committed to three players long term: Bobby Okereke, Andrew Thomas, and Dexter Lawrence. Like, obviously, we paid Danny, but we have an out after next year, so there's nothing really, you know, long term to worry about. So I think they're both safe.
Perfect timing, Tony.
We were still on Giants Dolphins.
Oh yeah,
We were just kind of passing. Is this not Picks Friday?
We were waiting for it. We didn't want you to miss out on the time.
Would you wipe once?
Oh, tons of times. It just evacuated. I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah. you're the mayor of Butt Piss City.
Oh, yeah. Saints Patriots. Saints are 1-point favorites or a half. Let's just call it a pick 'em in New England. Over under 39.5. You know where I'm going.
Undy
39.5.
Call me crazy. I like the Pats.
Oh, I don't think that's crazy at all. I love the Pats here at home. New Orleans, I am not a believer. I think if Derek Carr is playing, that's probably even worse for him. So let's go, Mac Jones. Let's get it right, buddy.
Yeah, there's no real reason to back the Saints as a small road favorite outdoors. I, too, like the Patriots.
Okay.
Tony, you kind of sound like you're about to poop your pants.
It's not. I don't think it's done, for sure.
All right, next game.
Ravens, Steelers, we got fours. There's a 3.5 out here. So with that being said, BetMGM has a 3.5. I'm going to be on Baltimore minus.
No, you're not, Tony.
The three.
Don't lie to the people.
I'm on it, Bruce.
Yeah.
They have every statistical advantage in every way you could imagine.
I'm out.
All right, so there is a Tomlin trend in play.
Oh, yeah,
after the, obviously, their home dogs. But
Kenny playing?
Huh?
Kenny in?
Yeah. He says he is.
So I think they're like 20-0 after getting blown out or something, 9-0 in their last nine getting blown out, one of the two. I would prefer a fully healthy Mitch or Mason Rudolph over banged up Kenny, but I'm still taking the +4.5 with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. Good on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to also take the 4.5 of the Steelers because they're at home. And then just historically, this game is kind of a throw out the record books.
Kind of is.
Throw out whatever the fuck else. So I like them as home dogs. 4.5 is a pretty good
Right. I mean, Byron's beating the Ravens. Chuck Batch is beating the Ravens.
You know who scares me?
Gardner Minshew is beating the Ravens.
No, Patrick, I mean, Patrick he was Wade. Not a Steelers quarterback backup. What?
Should have been.
Should have been.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, that Patrick Queen stuff is bullshit. But
okay,
yeah, what was that?
Wait, Tomlin said I wasn't a Raven yet because I was a rookie.
And, yeah, he looked mad about it. He looked at him on the sideline like it was Friday Night Lights, and said, "You're not a Raven." I like it. I hate it.
Next Panthers game. Are at the Lions. I'm taking Detroit minus the. You know what? Minus 10 is only minus 108. I'll probably slide that old bad boy to 9.5 just to get a nice little half a point there and avoid the push. But I'm on the Lions in this one. So I'm laying 11 and 10 or 9.5.
Yeah, I'm out.
Which I don't love.
See you later.
I'm laying the 9.5 too. The Lions are fully arrived. James Williams probably doesn't matter, but it does excite me. It does tickle my fancy. That he's back. I think they roll here.
Wonder if he was working out because, you know, he originally thought he was off for 6 weeks. He had to come back.
Maybe a pitch count.
2 weeks earlier.
Maybe a pitch
count. He's like, oh shit, I haven't ran yet in a long time.
And he was injured. Yeah, the ACL and then the hamstring.
Yeah.
Probably have a hamstring again next week.
Texans, Falcons. Ooh. 1.5, 2.5 is also out there for Falcons as the favorite. I'm going to stay away.
Call me crazy, Falcons, bunny line. I like them at home.
Okay.
They're terrible on the road. I like them at home.
Yeah, it's a no play for me. The Texans just saw two peaches and cream, or rainbows and sunshine, I guess is the saying.
Peaches and cream, good too. Peaches
and cream. Yeah. So I'm out.
I'm also going to be on Atlanta money line just because they're at home and I don't want to give up hope on this team just there yet.
Come on, Artie.
But just get one for me, Artie. Come on.
Come on,
Artie. Get one. Titans at Colts. Titans are 2.5-point favorites. I'm not in the business of laying it with the Titans on the road.
No.
I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out. I like both these teams.
I like the Colts at home, actually. They showed a lot of fight, and I loved them against the Rams, but this is also a divisional game, so maybe it means a little more. Maybe they start out a little hotter. But I think Indy's going to bounce back here. I like them plus 2.5. I really like them on the money line, actually, is my bet, but if I can get 2.5, I'll take 2.5. Don't know when that switched.
Okay.
Bruce?
Yeah, I was waiting. Just Bruce? Nothing, or you got something?
Where's your corduroy hat?
The Derrick Henry train being back on the tracks.
Scared you away.
While Jonathan Taylor is slowly re-entering the...
Sure.
What do you call
stable.
It?
Stable.
Train station.
Stable.
There's another word for that, though. Yep.
Metro?
I don't know. Metro. That freaks me out enough to stay away.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of home dogs, Bengals are at the Cardinals. Cardinals are 3-point home dogs. I'll take them, plus the 3.
Bengals money line.
Oh,
they ain't done yet.
Okay. Back room, anything?
Nothing from me.
Okay.
Bengals have taken so much of my money.
Yeah. Eagles, minus 4 and 4.5 at the Rams. 49.5 is your total. I stayed away.
Eagles minus 4.
I was leaning that way. For some reason, something scared me.
Yeah, I know the Rams have looked good, but I
think I looked at my card and there was already two.
There's going to be a point when, Matthew Stafford's going to be running for his life at some point.
Yeah.
And this feels like the game.
With a banged up hip.
Yeah.
Well, I worry about him making it all the way through this game. I do think it probably looks a lot like the 49ers where, Stafford DePuka keeps him in it for a bit. And then it kind of fades into the brotherly shove death spiral.
We're getting to a point in this Chiefs Vikings game where I almost have to take it. We're down to 3.5.
3.5
across the board, Chiefs. I am still staying away at this point.
Jeez.
You know what? I'm going to buy the Chiefs a 3, probably about like 130, 135.
Late add. -3.5 is -108, -110s across the board. So I don't think you're going
to. Oh, yeah. I'll get 130. Let's go.
125.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll lay 3.5. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm not taking a side here. It would be the Chiefs laying the 2.5. I would buy it and spray it. I don't bet totals, Tony, but this one's going over.
Yeah. It's probably.
Good to hear, Bruce.
Jets are at the Broncos. Broncos are 2 or 2.5 point favorites at home. I stayed away.
I lean Jets too,
and that scares
me. But I'm not pulling the trigger.
The most shocking thing I saw today when I was handicapping this one was that the offenses have the advantages across the board.
Yeah, definitely.
The Broncos offense has an advantage over the Jets defense?
Yeah, the Jets defensive numbers are either a little skewed or whatever, but as far as like yards per rush, yards per pass, stuff like that, the Broncos offense is... actually been okay.
Yeah. I'm on the Jets.
They need to fucking run the ball.
And Nathaniel Hackett.
Delvin Cook.
Nathaniel Hackett has to.
Oh, is this Hackett revenge game? Hackett, right.
The Hackett I only revenge. Believe in revenge games if I think the person who has revenge has any talent.
You don't think Nathaniel Hackett has any talent?
I do not.
Raji back? No.
Raji's not there.
Raji's back at rehab. He's not coming back.
He's not there. He's not back with the team till week 7.
That hurts. Yep. That hurts for sure. But hey, let's sling it a little bit, Zach.
3.5s and a 4 out there. Cowboys at the Niners. I bought it to 3. Give me the Niners.
Yeah, I'm with you. Same.
Yeah. I absolutely love the 49ers here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Team Red?
I don't really love the Cowboys here, but I think the 3.5.
Not a team, right?
I mean, something's got to fucking give. You're either hot or you're due. The 49ers have been fucking killing the Cowboys seasons the last fucking 2 years. So, I mean, just prove it to me, Dak. Fucking do something.
Prove it to him, Dak.
Get rid of your
fans. Show him, Dak.
Prove it to him, Dak.
Kyle Shanahan destroyed Dan Quinn's Seahawks defense to the point where they had to change the defense. During the game, like change all their coverage rules and everything. I think Kyle continues to have his number.
Okay. Let's go to the college football world. We will start with tonight. Tonight, I am going to lay, or sorry, I'm getting 6 with Louisiana Tech. I think that's the best number out there for me. I could check while you guys, if any of you guys have anything tonight, but I'm going to give me the 6 with Louisiana Tech.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing tonight.
Nothing tonight?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing tonight.
What happened if there's a game out there?
Well, you're on it.
You're right. Actually, there's a 6.5 out there at
Uni.
Thank you.
Uni will get you. Uni will get you home.
Uni will get me the 6.5 tonight. Tomorrow night, I am on. I actually got it I got it at 10 early in the week because it opened at 8.5, and now it's up to 11.5 or 12. K State minus 10 going into Oklahoma State.
That's Friday night.
Yes.
Is that your only Friday?
Yes.
I got so into picks. Thursday picks Friday that I thought it was Friday.
Yeah,
that'll happen. Like it just.
I like just Nebraska plus 3.5 at Illinois.
You're a sick.
Oh
buff.
My god.
They're both bad. I don't think Illinois is 3.5 points better than Nebraska.
You're a sick fuck, and I love it.
I love Brule. I can't get off it.
You're on one of these games every week.
It's the best.
And they're always Big Ten.
It usually comes home.
One of them was Iowa State and
Oklahoma State. That one didn't come home.
What was last week? Was it Purdue, Illinois?
No, it was Virginia Tech plus 3 at home against Pitt. 1-0.
That was a sick one.
Was it 2 weekends ago? It was Purdue, Illinois.
You're not afraid to.
No, you got to play in the mud.
Illinois is that fucking bad?
What are we
doing? Oh, yeah.
They stink.
There's completely different.
I can't wait to put this game on and watch, to be honest. It's going to be electric.
Anyone else Friday night?
Nope.
Okay, let's do noon on Saturday. I had to lay 135 doing it, but I took Maryland plus the 21.5.
Yeah, I'll take it at 19.5. I
think there's 20s out there if you want it.
Yeah. Sure, give me 20, whatever you got. I like this Maryland team.
There are 20s out there, yes.
Yeah, put me on for 20 piece. Yeah.
I almost joined you guys, but I just decided I don't want to. at noon, though, I am taking the cheese with Mizzou at home plus 4.5.
I like that.
Can I interest you?
Let's Brady Cook a bit.
Can I interest you at plus 6.5 and minus 140?
Who's got that?
Uni.
I found that on the Duel.
I imagine it's
really
Uni. Yeah.
Wow.
If Duel has it, Uni has it.
Oh yeah. If Duel has it, Uni has it. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what Draft's doing. Let me see which game are we talking about?
Missouri.
The Missouri Chiefs.
Alternate spread.
I almost went to Mizzou. Great journalism.
Is that what you were going to school for?
No, wasn't what I ended up going to school for.
Jesus Christ.
I was pre-law, Tony.
What did I say? 6.5? 6.5 is 150 at DK.
Oh. You probably get yourself a little 25% boost on that there.
Yeah, maybe 33.
Just a little fucking boost.
In if you get a
33. So you're at noon. I'm also on that one at noon. My last one at noon, I'm going to take BC plus the 3 against Army.
I've been waiting.
That's because BC has a decent rush defense against Army.
I'm on Army. Money line.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's their first real home game, and BC not
you bet against
road
Army
team.
Again?
Let me make sure.
Tony?
Huh?
You bet against Army again?
I think I bet against Navy last week.
Jeez Louise.
What has happened to you?
Yeah, I have switched. I have flipped.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Don't let Navy skates, though.
But I just want to let you guys know, I bet on Air Force every week.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I think they're off this week.
Even Steve and all, then maybe not.
I love BC's quarterback.
Yeah.
Jerkovich?
No. He just got benched at Pitt.
He stinks.
Thomas Castellanos. Yeah.
That's a long deep drive to left.
Love that guy.
They're without their best wide receivers.
So we're fighting each other there.
Yeah. I'm on Army, brother.
Any other nooners?
I got one. Go ahead. None of you guys are doing the OU Texas game?
I am not.
All right. Well, I'm saying.
But we should talk about it.
I'm saying horns fucking down.
Whoa.
We're going OU. I'm going to be betting a money line, and I'm buying it up to 7
just in case it's a
close game. And it goes to overtime. Then I'm at least pushing
that would
there.
Suck.
What?
No, I'm saying that would suck to lose in overtime.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's 6.5? Yeah,
that would have 6.5.
I'm buying the 7. I'm buying it up to 7. So
it's happened. It's definitely happened.
Yeah, it's happened to me before a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I love this fucking game. I also, for some reason, hate Texas. I don't know why.
Hey,
brother.
I don't know. I always jeez, loved Louise. Baker Mayfield and when he was at OU. So I'm yelling horns down. Let's go OU.
Hype boy.
Yeah, that's because you were too young. If you watched the USC Texas fucking national championship, classic there was ball. No way that you could hate Texas.
I loved USC at the time.
Oh, I forgot USC, Duke. Yeah.
Last noon.
Lakers.
Cowboys.
Yeah, UCLA. Cowboys,
Broncos.
I fucking hate the Broncos.
What were you saying?
Rutgers plus 13.5 is Wisconsin.
Okay.
They could probably win that game.
Okay. I like it.
Probably.
Any threes or 330s for the boys?
Give me UCLA money line versus Washington.
Oh! Love it.
Oh!
Yep. This is the exact same as Utah and fucking Oregon State last week. Exact same.
Hey. Wow.
I'm on the mean green in North Texas.
Yes.
Against Navy. Navy stinks.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Yeah, they're kind of unraveling.
Listen,
here.
Guys.
Dude, listen, what the hell?
Right. I was fucking we perpetrated for this.
Yeah, but you were betting against Army and Navy when they were good.
I was not.
And you're just doing it every week. I'm on Army money line and North Texas.
What's up, bro?
I'm an Army guy.
Is that it for the 330s?
I got two 330s.
Okay, go ahead.
Sam.
I have two.
Play with your chest, too.
I got, I'm taking, and I'm sorry, Gump. Whoa. I'm gonna go against your beloved Boilermakers this year. I'm taking Iowa. I know their quarterback's hurt.
Disgusting.
I know this is going to be a dogfight. I'm hoping that number three white corner kid that's actually a fucking...
Cooper DeJean.
I didn't know how to say his last name, and I didn't want to mess it up.
You're good.
I hope he returns one to the house, and that's how they win, because they're probably only going to score fucking 10 points.
I had the under 39 written down, but I decided to back off of it.
I love Alabama money line at A&M.
Okay.
-120 seems very, very short. And I'm also on Iowa money line versus Purdue.
Wow. Oh, wow. Dude. We're actually going the same you way too. There. Yeah. I'm also taking Bama. I think that they're going to go into Texas A&M, and it's going to be a hard-fought game, but I love Milroe, and I love Coach Saban.
I wish Wegman was healthy.
-120 on Bama, like we would never get this price in the last ever since I've been gambling. I've never seen this
price. When they had a quarterback?
Oh.
Whoa.
I love Milroe.
Dude, yeah, they always
is anyone gonna tell us if fucking Daniels is playing for Kansas or
huh?
Is anyone gonna tell us?
We have no playing. Information on that.
He's not playing.
It's Bean?
It's Bean.
Yeah, it's Bean. I'm on.
Know that or is this just like
yeah, it's Bean. I know what Chuck Pagano told me this morning. I'm on Texas A&M.
Gross.
I'm not touching it.
I think that they sneaky have a better defense and a better quarterback.
Not a chance.
If Wegman was playing, they definitely had the better quarterback.
Not a chance.
That's correct.
Saban's in his bag right now.
So none of us have Cuse or North Carolina. Just
no.
Yeah.
No,
that game sucked.
Okay, so I've got a four blocker.
I only got two left.
Oh, really? I'm laying 2.5 with South Florida against UAB. South Florida's been on my ticket the last couple weeks, and they've come home for me. They'll fight. I don't like going against Trent Dilfer in the fighting fucking
hasn't been Dragons. Great for Trent.
But I'm on UAB there at 4. I got nothing until 6:30.
Put me down for Kansas money line with Mangino in the building.
Okay, I like it.
You have to bet on Kansas when Mangino's in the building.
JRP is back in practice. I don't know if he's starting or not for UCF or not.
Yeah. Mangino's there.
I was gonna take that off my card, but I'm putting it back on because I forgot Mangino's going in the Ring of Honor up there. So let's go, Kansas.
Okay.
I got 1 and 6:30. That's it.
Me too.
I got a 6.
Is it Colorado -2.5?
2.5?
You got two? Where'd you get?
I laid 155 to do it.
But. Yeah, they're only 180 on the money line. Obviously, the most public play of the week, but we all know it's going to hit. I'm on Colorado.
I stay away from Colorado when they are playing a really good offensive team because their defense stinks. Arizona State is not a really good offensive team. I don't think they could score with Colorado, so give me Colorado.
Yeah.
This is the, hey, Arizona State, you should have offered Deion Sanders a higher offer than Colorado did. Game.
Yeah.
Game.
Game.
Yeah, gimme Colorado. Yeah. I think they get right back on track here. I'm taking the 4.5. I got it at 104, so we're probably at 4 is the even line there.
At 7.
That's all I got.
Give me Kentucky plus the 14.5.
Ooh.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man, Georgia's 0-5 ATS. Kentucky kind of impressed me last week. I was on Kentucky last week. I will continue.
What about Stoops getting paid more money than Calipari? Pretty impressive.
Football, baby.
Yeah.
That is football.
Yep.
So, yeah, Kentucky plus the 14.5 for me. Doesn't sound like anyone else is joining me there.
No.
No, sir.
I'm minus 10 with Ole Miss. That's at 7:30. They are playing Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas. I bet on them. And they kind of stink, but then they stink and then they don't stink. And then you're like, KJ Jefferson, he's a dog.
Trust me, this is definitely a letdown spot for Ole Miss.
Yeah, they're a tough one to figure out. Both these teams, to be honest, it's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Does anybody have anything left?
Nope.
I got a 7:30 for you, Tony. It's Michigan man's season.
Jesus Christ.
And it is time to lay the 19.5 on the road at Minnesota. They're going to beat the shit out of everybody until their schedule toughens up right before Ohio State.
I'm going to lay. I bought it to 5.5 minus 130 Notre Dame against Louisville. Yeah, I know it's tough coming. You go Ohio State, Duke, and then Louisville. It's tough playing that third game, especially on the road. Maybe it helps that it's on the road. I don't know, but I'm going to do it. Notre Dame minus 5.5. But take.
Yeah.
Fresno. Oh, you're on that too?
I would just say like the. I was thinking about laying the 6.5 with Notre Dame because you know they're going to win outright. Sam Hartman will pull Rabbit out of his hat if he has to. It's just the cover and the number that I worry about.
Yeah. Fresno State's minus 5.5 against Wyoming. Fresno's kind of. They're sneaky. They're sneaky out there, boys.
Bit of a bulk.
Yeah. Man, you forgot.
Now it's in Wyoming, though, which is. I hate going against Wyoming in Laramie.
Mitt's on Utah State plus 3.
See, I kind of fucking hate their quarterback right now.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, no.
Who are they playing again?
They're playing Colorado State.
Yeah.
And they're, I think they're minus 3, but whatever.
I'm taking Texas Tech money line against Baylor. And my last game of the night is Oregon State minus 9.5 at Cal.
Ooh.
I like how Bruce tried to
the
actually test
the bees on the
game.
Road.
I know.
Ooh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
That was a good try, Bruce. I actually liked that.
All right. I thought you genuinely would be on them.
I actually hate that game.
How's footy going?
We're looking good today. Oh, no, folks.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh, no.
I'm on the Astros money line in game one with the Twinkies coming into Dodge.
Okay.
And I'm also on the Phillies plus 1.5 minus 120 as they head to Atlanta to take on Spencer Strider and the Braves. Don't know who's pitching for the Phillies, but I don't care.
Okay.
Jeez.
You got any ball?
Bruce, I mean, I can't say anything. I'll tweet them out. There's nothing till Saturday. They're not
playing. Yeah, we don't know the pitchers. I'm shooting early.
But Bruce did it.
Bruce will be on the Phillies every game.
Also, this is your last chance, folks. The Phillies are 8-1. Trey Turner is 50-1 to win World Series MVP.
Do you even know how good the Braves are?
I'm well aware, buddy.
We'll find out.
Phenomenal.
We'll find out.
Chucky Morton out. Spencer Strider's ERA in the second half of the year. Not great. Pitching staff, not great.
Wheeler and Nola already went.
Yep.
You just don't have to do it.
Let's do footy.
Don't have to do it. Saturday, I like Crystal Palace. Draw no bet versus Nottingham. La Liga, I got Valencia double chance versus Mallorca. Serie A, Juventus money line and AC Milan money line. Ligue 1, Nice money line, Monaco draw no bet. MLS, Revs double chance, Portland double chance, Columbus double chance, LAFC draw no bet. And then Sunday in Ligue 1, I like PSG money line at even money. Lens draw no bet versus Lille. Serie A, Roma money line versus Cagliari. Lazio draw no bet versus Atalanta. La Liga, I got Atletico Madrid money line versus Real Sociedad in a big match. Real Betis draw no bet versus Alaves. And then EPL, I like Liverpool draw no bet versus Brighton at a good price.
Okay.
Aston Villa at plus money, money line versus the Wolves. And then Man City draw no bet at minus 140 against Arsenal. You ain't going to get that number very often, my friend.
Okay. Are we missing anything?
Are we?
The junkies texting me.
Oh, Liberty. Liberty, Liberty. Liberty, Liberty, lift. Let's see what it is. What is Liberty to lift the trophy?
Oh, I thought you were talking college football.
No, 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 no. Plus 175. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Wow.
That would be WNBA. Junkies text me.
What'd they say?
I guess golf is still going on.
Yeah. Europe's on fire. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I guess you can get a really good number on Kevin Kisner to win whatever tournament he's playing in right now.
Well, he's not going to. We all know it.
I even responded. I said he remembered how to play golf again, and I guess he had a really good first round, but he's still out there at a really good number. And they said that no one else is playing in the tournament. He's the only guy that can finish or close. So I just figured it's gambling. I put the info out there.
Uh-huh. Fair play. Let me see who's what this leaderboard's looking like.
Where is it?
It's got to be like Bermuda or the Country Club of Jackson, Sanders Farms, Jackson, Mississippi.
What tournament is this?
They have a country club.
SandersFarm.com tournament.
In what? Is it PGA?
Jesus, Mitt. Take it easy.
This PGA?
This is PGA.
Tony, it's like one of
how
the
is poorest PGA?
Whoa, right Mitt.
Now. I thought the season was over.
Look that up. It's Google.
Come on. Not to say it. You don't have to point
he's
it
in
out.
The lead right now.
Norlander.
Oh, Henrik. Henrik's a dog.
Henrik is a dog. Oh. Ludvig Åberg is your favorite.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. And Akshay Bhatia is out there 30-1.
Wow.
Okay. They're actually featured group today.
Okay, nice. All right. We're good.
Tony, I went through.
Go ahead, Mitt.
Hockey starts on Tuesday.
NBA preseason has started.
I mean, Tuesday, like the first Tuesday of March, or?
No, Tuesday, this Tuesday. You better tell fucking Nicky States to get ready.
No, he's hanging, he hung up this game.
Nah. He fucking put those back on, son.
Mix them up, lad.
Nothing better.
Mix them up.
All right, Mick, go ahead.
Preseason or regular
season? That's regular season.
Preseason NBA starts, and I'm not going to be betting that, but.
Dirty was.
Yeah, well, that he gambles sweating. On like everything. But
boy Gordo.
Now I'm thrown off track. But here, Tony, this is what I like to remember when I'm gambling and sometimes I'm losing. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. Michael Jordan.
That is why you succeed, man.
Hell yeah.
I get knocked down. I get up again.
Never gonna keep me down.
Michael Jordan.
Let's have a weekend, okay?
Here we go.
Let's have a weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.